Welcome to the newest news network, where we report the news, no matter what. Well, America, we're at day 134 of being under attack by zombies, aliens, and vampires. If you read the little blurb that accompanied the podcast last week, you would notice we messed up. Well, deal with it. We're a little busy trying not to die at the mouths and or hands of zombies, aliens, and vampires. And despite the fact that people are being eaten alive every day, we've yet to find a way to counter the terror. So, we continue to forge on. Forge on. This week, in the news. Still in the news, TSA pat-downs. Hello world, we're under attack by zombies, aliens, and vampires. There might be bigger problems. Let me run through them real quick, if you will. Problem might be getting your arm bitten off by a zombie, or maybe getting your neck bitten and your blood sucked dry by a vampire, or getting beamed up and anally probed by an alien, or being bombed by North Korea. These are all legitimate problems, but we are still freaking out about getting pat down at an airport. Pick your battles. Or don't. Either way, Rush Limbaugh had some hefty words for the TSA, which is even more odd, as you would assume a man who looks like him, acts like him, and, well, is him, would enjoy a nice rub down. Either way, we stand by him and his use of the word fondling. St. Louis has topped the list of most dangerous cities in the United States of these Americas. The good news is, zombie, vampire, and alien attacks in St. Louis are the lowest they've ever been. As one vampire put it, quote, "I wouldn't bite the neck of one of those gun-wielding wackos if you paid me," end quote. Good job, St. Louis. You're more frightening than our worst enemy, and I think the rest of the world should follow suit. I won't. I still continue to live in the safest neighborhood in America, but good for you, St. Lou. Good for you. It was recently found out that nuclear weapons drivers would sometimes get drunk and drive on the job. However, in their defense, they're idiots. And when you hire an idiot, you better be prepared to deal with the consequences. There's nothing more to report on this, sir. This is just a factual story that we're reporting to you. Idiots are driving nuclear weapons trucks, so look out. Employees of the Mecklenburg County Animal Care and Control Center are under investigation after pictures were released of animals holding knives and cigarettes. One photo showed a cat sedated with a cigarette in its mouth and a knife in its paws. At first, authorities laughed at these photos, but then became real serious when they realized these cats can hold things and smoke. Cool cat, indeed. Traffic was recently stopped in Staten Island when wild turkeys took over the streets, not allowing drivers to pass. Said one Staten Island resident, quote, "These aliens are everywhere, and I can't exactly run them over. They'll beam me up into their spaceship," end quote. Said another motorist, quote, "These Staten Island people are dumb as shit. They're turkeys. You move, they move. In fact, throw one into your car. Thanksgiving's right around the corner," end quote. Tomato, tomato, Staten Island. Tomato, tomato. On Wednesday, the TSA was back in the news! Who knew? In fact, a woman on Wednesday wore a bikini to LAX in anticipation of the pat-down, which has now led the aliens who are attacking us to take on new measures.
Earthlings, given the recent success of the TSA pat-downs, we will begin conducting very aggressive pat-downs upon your abductions. Should you want to prepare by wearing a bikini, it would be much appreciated. Over and out, aliens!
China and Russia have quit using the US dollar and will now use their own currencies in bilateral trade. Also giving up the dollar are vampires, who were once used to stealing the lives of others and or cash, but have been quoted as saying US dollars are pretty much people. They're useless. Sure, vampires, you say that now, but you'll be back. Need we remind you we just redesigned most of our coins? We know you'll want to collect them all. We know it. There are even new buffalo nickels. New buffalo nickels! Israeli soldiers avoiding the draft have been caught through their various Facebook status updates. Apparently, status updates like, "Can't believe I just fooled the Israeli government into thinking I was a really religious woman when I'm not, totes fooled them, I'm not religious and I'm not going to war, haha, lol, lmao," is not smart. Facebook has also been used to catch various zombies who have been known to post updates such as, "Brains grrrr." Thursday was Thanksgiving. Not to be outdone and always wanting to be included, we caught up with the zombie for a quick T. Gives poem. Well, we're not thankful for you trying to eat our brains, but we are thankful for your sweet, sweet words. Thanks, zombies. We're not thankful for it. Black Friday seems to have gone off without a hitch, as store owners played their favorite game, Soccer Mom or Zombie? Yay! President Obama received 12 stitches. Do not worry, they were not from a zombie, alien, or vampire. These 12 stitches came after a pickup basketball game got a little too aggressive. This, of course, is very similar to former President Bush's scrape on the face that he received after he choked on a pretzel and fell, and or was a drunk who just fell down. Either way, the hits our leaders take. Kudos, peas, kudos. And lastly, in a little bit of entertainment buzz, Willie Nelson was busted with pot. Also in the news, humans continue to breathe oxygen. Well, that's it for us here at the Newest News Network. We hope you stay alive so you can tune in next week when we report the news, no matter what.